It is Friday, July 12th, 2013. It's currently 8:30 in the morning, and in roughly 13 hours from now or so, it will be the 1 week anniversary of what would become one of the worst train disasters in recent memory. On Friday, July 5th, 2013, at 11:25 p.m., a train engineer parked a 72-car train 10 kilometers in a town called Nantes in Quebec. This town was 10 kilometers northwest of the town of Lac Mégantic. He parked it at 11:25, set the brakes, and there is speculation as to whether he set enough brakes, and then went off to the town of Nantes to go to sleep at the hotel. 5 minutes later, a resident in Nantes called the fire department saying that there was a fire on board this train. Now, the train had been left idling, which was standard procedure for that company. The firemen showed up and put out the fire. And as they claim was their standard procedure, shut down the locomotive, turned off supposedly many of the breakers, which caused the handbrakes of the locomotive to lose pressure and disengage. Now, supposedly, again, this is speculation, but supposedly because there wasn't enough handbrakes on the cars, the train, a couple of hours later, very slowly, started to coast downhill towards the town of Lac Mégantic. As I sit here comfortably in my living room, I can't help but think about what that scene might have looked like. This giant train in the night, slowly starting to move, creaking as 100,000 liters of oil, that massive weight pulled by gravity, starts to roll towards a town that had no idea what was heading for it. It's a Saturday morning, or a Friday night, depending on how you want to look at it. There are people partying and just going about their business in the heart of this small little town. And some 7 or 8 kilometers uphill from the town, there is a gigantic monster heading their way. They don't know about this. They're just going on, partying, hooping it up. Some people are at a bar, laughing and drinking. And this train starts careening downhill. That part of the Quebec landscape has sort of low-lying forests and bush. There's a road, one of the main roads next to the train tracks. So perhaps there was cars driving down the road who saw this train moving and would have never suspected anything. And the train continued on, unabated, unsignaled, because there was no signals on that part of the track. This track is run by a rather low budget freight train company that is very much under investigation now. And that train just was going much faster than the posted 16 kilometer an hour speed limit. And as it entered the town, it derailed. And in derailing, several of the tanker cars exploded in a massive fireball. And at last count, 50 people are believed to be dead. 24 have been found. The rest of the people, they're still looking for. And I'll spare the Audioboo community the details, but you can well imagine it's a very difficult task. The fire burned for many, many, many hours at high, high heats, devastating and just leveling everything in the downtown area of Lac Megantic. I've been meaning to do this Audioboo for many days now, but just didn't know how to put into words how I felt, and I still really don't. In the loss of life, the senseless loss of life. And at this moment when a lot of the media are focusing on the pointing of fingers and the laying of blame, all I want to do is just remember the people and offer my condolences to the families affected in Lac Megantic, to the town of Lac Megantic, and to the province of Quebec and its citizens. And I also want to extend a grateful thank you to many other countries who have shown their condolences and have sent their good thoughts. So in this day and age of technology and wondrous scientific discoveries and advances, we have to remember sometimes that we are still very vulnerable, and things like this can happen very easily. Thank you.